Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And let me just say, it's such a privilege to do so. It's a privilege to read God's word over you, and it's such a joy to be able to pray for you. So thank you for giving me 5 minutes of your day and allowing me the privilege of praying over you. It is such a joy. All right, today we're in Job chapter 11 of the World English Bible, the Web Bible. And Job has just said a lot of sad things, and now his friend Zophar is going to speak. Then Zophar, the Naamathite, answered, "Shouldn't the multitude of words be answered? Should a man full of talk be justified? Should your boastings make men hold their peace? When you mock, will no man make you ashamed? For you say, 'My doctrine is pure, I am clean in your eyes.' But oh, that God would speak and open his lips against you, that he would show you the secrets of wisdom, for true wisdom has two sides. Know therefore that God exacts of you less than your iniquity deserves. Can you fathom the mystery of God, or can you probe the limits of the Almighty? They are as high as heaven. What can you do? They are deeper than Sheol. What can you know? Its measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he passes by or confines or convenes a court, then who can oppose him? For he knows false men. He sees iniquity also, even though he doesn't consider it. An empty-headed man becomes wise when a man is born and a wild donkey's colt. If you set your heart aright, stretch out your hands toward him. If iniquity is in your hand, put it far away. Don't let unrighteousness dwell in your tents. Surely then you will lift up your face without spot. Yes, you'll be steadfast and you will not fear, for you will forget your misery. You will remember it like waters that have passed away. Life will be clearer than the noonday. Though there is darkness, it will be as the morning. You will be secure because there is hope. Yes, you will search and will take your rest in safety. Also, you will lie down and no one will make you afraid. Yes, many will court your favor, but the eyes of the wicked will fail. They will have no way to flee. Their hope will be the giving up of the spirit." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, no one likes to be harshly judged. And so, Lord, help us to know where we're doing that with others today. And Lord, what has helped me is to remember some of those times where I've been harshly judged and I don't like it at all. And that has hopefully informed me to not do the same. So it's basically the golden rule, to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. And if we've been judged harshly, it helps us to remember how it feels like so that we don't do that to others. The truth is that he is telling the truth in this particular passage. He's not delivering it in love, because I can feel the sarcasm from Zophar. The thing is that he's acting as if he is right and Job is wrong, not realizing that both of them, beneath the gaze of an almighty God, are wrong. All of us have gone astray. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so, Lord, help us to understand that today, that we're all on a level playing field. We're all a mess. We all are sinners. When we meet you, we become saints, but that doesn't mean that we don't battle the sinful nature from that point forward. It just means that we have the Holy Spirit to convict us of sin and to help us when we have failed, and we can confess our sins to you. You are faithful. You are righteous to forgive us those sins. You can cleanse us from that unrighteousness. But the truth is, 100% of humanity is broken. 100% of humanity has been infected by the virus of sin, and we all are in need of a savior. And so I just thank you today for salvation. I thank you for the gospel. I thank you for your grace. I pray that you would show us people who are far from the gospel and help us to have enlivened, beautiful conversations with them, even this week. Lord, we lift up those people who are far from you, that are on our hearts day and night. I know I have several in my mind right now as I'm praying this. Lord, would you bring them to yourself? Would you woo them? And also, would you use us to live a life that's exemplary of you, that would cause that longing, that holy longing to know who you are because of how we have been, because of your Holy Spirit within us. Lord, please save those in our lives who are far from you. We ask you, we entreat you, and we beg you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help support the podcast, it's a very simple way to do that. You can go to Patreon. It's patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels. We've got people from all over the world who are sponsoring the podcast in this way. It's per month. You can start as low as a dollar. At $10, you'll receive a free painting from me every month. And at $25, a secret podcast. And $100, I'll add you to my prayer loop. So thank you so much for all of you who support Pray Every Day this way. And also thanks to you who pray for the show. I appreciate you.